I'm doing a piece right now about Wisconsin versus Illinois, the kind of rivalry.
Okay.
And I thought it might be worth talking to you because, of course, you're from Chicago.
I am. City itself.
The city itself. And you're really like a Wisconsin transplant. So I'm interested to hear...
30 years.
30 years, yeah. I mean, you've been in Wisconsin like a while. Do you consider yourself a Wisconsinite?
That's a very interesting question. There is a big part of me that still considers myself a Chicagoan. I've lived here 30 years. I've lived here almost as long as I lived in Chicago. And in fact, probably as long because I lived part of my life in New York and on the road.
Yeah.
So in actuality, probably I've lived as long here almost as I lived in Chicago. And yet there is a piece of me, because I grew up there, that still feels like a Chicagoan.
I mean, you know all, like, the bad terms for Illinois people, specifically,
okay,
like...
Okay, fibs, yeah.
Yeah, fibs, yeah. What do you think of Illinois people as someone who... I mean, you don't only live in Wisconsin. You live in, like, a really touristy part of Wisconsin.
I live in a resort town. Yes, absolutely. The tourists make me crazy. They're on vacation when they come here, so they don't care that they are putting trash and God knows what else on my lawn and under my bushes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
They just think it's their personal park.
I mean, we this is something that came up a lot in our household, but it does sort of get painted as like a Chicago issue, as like Chicagoans are coming in and destroying our lawn.
They are. That's not make-believe. I have the proof. Yes. Because they're on vacation and people react differently when it's not their hometown, for one, but also differently when they're on vacation. It's like, oh, well, doesn't matter that I've thrown my disgusting things on their lawn. That's okay. Someone will clean it up. It's a park, right? Well, it's our home here. They dash down our streets like maniacs trying to find a parking place. They act a little crazy when they come here.
Yeah.
And we have to just sort of deal with it. And, of course, in some ways, the reason that we are as prosperous a town as we are is probably due to, you know, the tourists. On the other hand, small towns have continued to exist even without tourists. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's hard. I mean, we were talking earlier today to a woman from Visit Milwaukee. And, you know, we said a lot of the frustration that Milwaukeeans have is that Illinoisans are here on vacation. You know, specifically Chicagoans will come in wanting to visit another city, and they treat it like tourists do. And what she said was, yeah, but they're also spending money like tourists do.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We wouldn't have the town as it is, probably, if it were not for the enormous amount of tourists that come every summer. And now... periods in the winter and fall, because we have established these little festivals which bring in tourists at other times of the year. Not in the same numbers, obviously, but we have them. So there are the good side and the bad side. But as a homeowner, and especially a homeowner who's right on the lake this way, I have a lot to deal with. I mean, I see the tourists in huge numbers. If you're farther back in town, if you're not so close to the water as we are, maybe you don't notice them as much. You don't notice them zooming down the street for parking or dashing into your driveway in a second and dashing out, not caring that they may be, you know, knocking something down or, God forbid, hitting somebody.
Yeah, or that one time they drove over JC.
They drove right over your sister. Boom.
Yeah.
Yes. And that van drove into our driveway and backed out so quickly, I'm sure... the driver did not even notice that he'd put his van right over her body.
Yeah, probably not.
He probably didn't.
Well, and we've had issues with tourists coming into the home. We had that girl
coming into the house, the person who was sleeping here in the family room. You'll remember that because you were old enough to remember this, because I came upstairs and asked if one of your friends had stumbled in here by accident.
Yeah.
And was sleeping now in the family room. And of course, you said no. I had to call the police that time. But another time, remember I told you those women came in the house and they're walking around. They thought it was some sort of hotel, bed and breakfast, whatever.
So, I mean, they're,
yes,
like, concrete issues that come from tourists?
Like, yes, there are. There are. And I've had to deal with a lot of them. People walking into your house, people messing up your property.
Do you feel like in your mind you frame it as an Illinois versus Wisconsin thing? Or for you, is it really just like a tourism thing?
Oh, that's hard to say. Certainly, absolutely, I believe it's tourists. But do I believe it's Illinois tourists? Yes, because most of our tourists are from Illinois.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there is a certain percentage that are from Wisconsin. I won't know that because they'll just have Wisconsin license plates. So how would I know? Because not everybody who lives in our area has a Lake Geneva sticker on their car. I have many friends who live 5 minutes, 10 minutes away, and they're not actually in the city of Lake Geneva. So I would have no idea if they were from Green Bay or from Williams Bay. So, yes, I think in our minds here, we think of it as an Illinois thing that they come up here to invade our area and make a mess and then go back down. I don't know. There's a long history of rivalry between Illinois and Wisconsin.
Yeah, did you feel any of that growing up?
Never. Because although I am told from Milwaukee people that the rivalry between Milwaukee and Chicago exists in the minds of Milwaukeeans, in the mind of Chicagoans, we don't even think about them. We knew Wisconsin existed in Chicago. We were very single-minded. If we thought about another city in Chicago, we'd think in terms of, well, New York, right? That would have been more of a rivalry to us than Milwaukee or Wisconsin.
Yeah, the only, like, rivalry that we've really been able to pin down from Chicago, and so I talked to my old boss, Justin, whose parents actually live in Lake Geneva. He's originally from Wonder Lake, which is, like, right on the border.
Sure. I know where Wonder Lake is.
And he was like, well, I've always considered myself a Chicagoan, even though we were, you know, close to the border. I'm much more identified with Chicago. But the one rivalry that we've really been able to pin down, because most of the time they're like, Chicagoans don't even think about Milwaukeeans, Wisconsinites in general.
They don't.
The one rivalry we've been able to pin down is Bears versus Packers.
Oh, absolutely. Bears versus Packers. That's a fact. That's a fact.
That one's
the
a
Bears
fact.
Versus the Packers. That is a rivalry. But as far as other cities are concerned, if there was a city that we would compare ourselves to when I was living in Chicago and growing up there and as a young adult, it would be New York. And New York always thought Chicago was not even worth mentioning. I remember when I moved to New York, I was talking to the realtor. We were buying a house. And I said, well, you know, I'm from Chicago. She said, no. You're a New Yorker now. And I'm like, whoa, okay. It's like, please don't muddy yourself with that disgusting town. You're in the big league now. I thought it was kind of funny.
Weren't you living in Rye, New York?
Rye. It's a suburb.
Yeah, it's a suburb. It's not even the city.
No. But my husband was going to be working on, you know, Park Avenue and all of that. And so, you know, she said, you're part of New York now. You're not part of that podunk town on the Midwest, which I thought was kind of humorous. But because Chicago is hardly a little town. We have some things there, too. But New Yorkers have a whole different mindset about the rest of the world.
I think the thing that you're saying about sort of New York and Chicago is very similar to the Milwaukee-Chicago conundrum, which is like Milwaukeeans compare ourselves to Chicago, similarly Chicagoans to New York, but Chicago doesn't think about Milwaukee and New York doesn't really think about Chicago.
I agree. They think that we're one of those flyover towns in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Flyover country, isn't that what they call us?
Flyover country.
Yeah. Amusing, isn't it? There's a lot of us out here in the flyover country.